I'm RB Sensei, and I'm back again to critique some more ridiculous dating nonsense. Let's get it.
My friend of 4 years just ended our friendship over a man. I'm finna tell you the story. So the way it works out is her birthday, their anniversary, Christmas, my birthday, New Year's. So right around this time of the year, we're chatting a whole bunch. Girl, what you doing? Girl, what you doing? Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Y'all, so this year, no different. This is literally what I said. Where did y'all go for y'all anniversary? And she goes, oh, we just went out to dinner. He got me flowers and some jewelry. And I was like, and she was like, don't start. No, I'm going to start. And we all need to start starting with our friends who are accepting low effort shit from the men that they're with.
Hey, shut up. Ain't nobody asked you shit.
Let me preface this by saying he's a man of means, okay? I sold this man his third property when I was in real estate.
Yeah.
I've seen it. This man makes well into the mid to high six figures, okay? And you are the type of person that likes to travel because we bonded over that. We've traveled and taken trips together before. It's just so minimal to me what he does for her. Every a birthday, flower, dinners, a gift. Anniversary, flowers, dinner, gift. Like, girl, this man does not like you.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life.
I'm glad that friend ended the friendship, because this woman was never your friend. She's online telling her friend's business, talking about her friend's husband or boyfriend, financial situation. Maybe she didn't want that on the internet. And how much you want to bet that this woman doesn't even have a man? Or how much you want to bet that what her girlfriend is getting done for her, a man has never done for this woman we're looking at right now? This is why women shouldn't be telling their business to their so-called friends.
When I listen to you,
I'm just telling the
like
truth. I'm just telling the truth.
I would want a man who has a child with a woman to go back to his child's mother, because if she's good enough to be your baby mama, then she's good enough to be your wife.
I get it. But then I don't get it. That's where I'm at with it.
I am so sick and tired of this narrative in our community of creating these men creating these broken homes. Like, just stop. It is only in the Black community. We don't see this happening anywhere else. You know why? Because other cultures understand the importance of the nuclear family. And so the first step, first and foremost, is marriage. It's a union. It is only in our community where you see just men running rampant with impregnating these women. You see more baby showers being celebrated than you see marriages. It is time for it to stop.
Or here's another idea that's going to be very controversial. You could shut the fuck up.
Women are the gatekeepers of bedroom fun. So if these women would stop having bedroom fun with the dudes they know are pookies, and trust me, they know they're pookies before they sleep with them, then there would be more intact families. And we're going to act like men are the only ones breaking up families or not creating families? What about all the women who leave their baby daddy for frivolous reasons and break up the family? What about the fact that most Black women would rather have a baby out of wedlock than deal with the responsibilities and duty that come with being a wife? What about that? And yes, this does happen in other cultures. Not as much, but let's not act like it doesn't happen in other cultures.
Ain't that right?
He ain't lying.
The reason why you don't hear about healthy relationships anymore is because of the fact that those of us in healthy relationships ain't got shit to say to y'all. Because anytime we tell you what we do for our husband or what our husband does for us, y'all look for any reason to try to come up with some type of excuse or some type of narrative that we're being controlled or that we're not really happy or I would never do that. It's exactly why you're miserable. Is still single, and exactly why no matter who you try to date or what you try to date, you still end up unhappy.
My nigga.
Because you have this long list of what you feel like is supposed to come from a relationship. I can't remember the last time that I did laundry, but I will be out here taking the trash out because I don't give a f-. I would rather take the trash out than to be downstairs doing laundry. You take the trash out? You're a woman. You shouldn't be taking out the trash. That's a man's job. Your man does the laundry? You should be doing that. You're the woman. so happens that what he doesn't like to do, I don't mind doing. What I don't like to do, he doesn't mind doing. Like, y'all are weird. My husband cooks probably most of the time. My husband taught me how to cook because I didn't know how to cook. I didn't know how to season. And when he gets done cooking, I serve him his plate. I serve him. And then once he's done eating, he gets up and leaves and I take his plate and I go there and I clean the kitchen.
With all that being said, she still couldn't help herself and still had to come online and talk about her relationship. Get your ass off the internet. You're going against what you're saying in the video. I mean, she's right, though. She's right. The good women and people who are in good relationships, we're not going to hear about them on the internet. They're too busy living their good lives and enjoying their good relationships. But I think it's fair to say this woman is a freaking hypocrite. And nobody wants to see you eat and drink a juice box on camera. So she's a goofy. She's a goofy.
Subscribe and hit the bell. It really helps the channel grow. Like and comment as well. Thank you.
Have I ever heard of you?
No, because you ain't got a big enough dick. Your dick ain't big enough to hurt me, nigga. I've been telling you that for years.
That escalated quickly. I mean, that really got out of hand fast.
Is this your first time hearing that? Is this your first time hearing that? Niggas that got women hurt is big.
Okay.
You gonna really do me like this?
We're done here.
You gonna really do me like this? Long as I've been with you in bed.
Carrie.
Long.
We're done here. Cry in the car. Cry in the car.
You gonna really
be a man. Get up off your pussy.
Come on, man. Damn.
Get up off your pussy. And you got to go, dog, period. Well, this is over with. What man would want to sit around? What man? This over with, dog.
He ignored a lot of red flags to get to this point where he's sitting on his P-U-S-S taking this type of verbal abuse. And this is what women will do. You know, they'll see how much you'll take before you finally leave. When they're trying to get rid of you, they'll just throw the most hurtful, obscene disses to you to try to get you up out of there. But yeah, any woman who talk about dog, it's over dog. Look, you should have never talked to her in the first place. And let's be very clear. She thinks she's embarrassing him, but she's embarrassing herself. Because look, as bad as he may or may not be, you dealt with him. So how bad are you?
What you mean to say is all the niggas you up with ain't shit.
Subscribe and hit the bell. It really helps the channel grow. Like and comment as well. Thank you.